Tonight, each and every show, we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, No Better Insiders. And one of my faves, of course, the Grande Dame, as I like to call her, Ellen Ratner. Ellen, how hot is it in Washington? Is it still like foggy bottom-ish?
Well, yeah, it's always foggy bottom. And, of course, the president's sort of trying to take the heat out by doing an iftar dinner tonight for various Muslim ambassadors, et cetera. But I got to tell you, it's hot out there.
I like that. It's hot. All right, so since you threw in the president, let's talk about the president's speech in Jacksonville. What was the main thrust of this?
The main thrust is that we have to build infrastructure, that he signed an executive order so that we would eliminate a lot of this goings on. But I'll tell you, he basically said if you have a modern business, you're not going to want to be essentially next to an aging port, and we have to modernize our port if we're going to be competitive.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so kick around a couple of other things, too, because here in America Tonight, everybody keeps talking about the Middle East, like Egypt, for example, and the military aid to Egypt. This is a done deal, right? This is happening.
Well, it is, except that what we've done is we have four F-16s on order to them. We've delayed that, although we are still giving them military aid and money.
Yeah. The other one, the big one, Syria. What's the latest there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we're not really sure what's going on there because there's been a very, you know, a huge problem, and the White House is involved. They won't say what kind of aid they are giving, so they're being very opaque about it. And lots of human rights groups are very concerned about that. You know, that changes like the wind. And, of course, then you have the refugee problem that the United Nations is trying to deal with, both on the back door of Jordan and also Lebanon.
Yeah. And one of the wackiest things, too, with this, with the Republicans and Obama and then things that are being talked about, and this wasn't Obama, this wasn't about Obama, but the Republicans, including Speaker Boehner, taking a huge slam at Steve King. What happened?
Well, you know, I think Steve King may be having some mental problems. I know the guy, and he went off the ranch the other day when he talked about, you know, people bringing drugs over the border and having watermelon-sized whatever calves. Or, I mean, I don't even know what he was talking about. And then today he got on the floor and he starts talking about Jesus. And I don't understand where any of this is coming from unless there is some mental disintegration. I hate to say it.
Yeah. All right, finally, this is the most important question that I've asked you ever. It's about our mutual friend, especially you know him a lot better than I do, but I love this guy, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, is going on Bill Maher's show. What are the odds that he's going to be better than panelist Elliot Spitzer?
I think people are going to like him better.
I do, too. I like him a lot. That's funny. I can't wait. I love Bill Maher's show.
Is it live? Because I don't see these things.
He is. It's live. It's live coming out of Los Angeles, so this is going to be interesting.
Wow. I can't wait to watch it. It's on HBO, right?
HBO. I can't wait to watch it either. All right, Ellen.
I'm going to tell
Elliot Spitzer what you said. Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, a little politics here at the top of America Tonight. Some other things that we're going to get into include this crazy story of Adrian Hernandez, who's a superstar with the New England Patriots, now could be involved in perhaps two different cases, three murders, already charged with one murder, sitting in jail waiting for that whole thing to unfold. And the Patriots dealing with the fallout from that. And would you believe it? Atheists fighting a Holocaust tribute at an Ohio State House. Fox News was reporting it, CNN, and it's kind of making the rounds. It has been for a while now, but the story is so bizarre, I just do not get it. And then Anthony Weiner admits sexting three women after resigning. Why does his wife stay with him? And is there really a shot for him to be the mayor of New York? Are you kidding? I know I've already said that, but each day something new drops. So this time, three women. He has a problem. It's an addiction. Can you trust this guy? And the answer is no. Not to be the mayor of New York. Once they're done with Bloomberg, really, people want Anthony Weiner in there? What is he going to do, have a press conference every time some new bomb or revelation drops about him? And he said, actually, that he's probably, this is probably what he's doing, he has to take inventory, because who knows who's going to say what next. So he says he thinks that he's had racy online chats with a total of 6 to 10 women, with no more than three of them happening after he resigned from his congressional seat over something similar. So, you know, there you go. There's so many things we could talk about, and here we are talking about this. Here we are talking about this. Because he still is in the thick of it. He's still knocked out of the race. Not yet, anyway. And we'll bounce around a few other things, too, as well. If you're here for the whole show, man, we got our cheap movie review. And there's a couple of good movies that are coming out. Actually, this summer, I've said this before, but this is a great statistic. 40% of what they make in Hollywood happens during the swing time from May until really the beginning of September. So some of your better movies trickle out during that time period because the audience is there and they know it. It's people that are off or have their week vacation or, you know, whatever it might be, but they have time to actually go. And I think that's the big reason why. It's probably the same thing as you get into the winter. You'll have people that will have a couple days off or a week off or whatever it is they have off, but they have a chance to take a breath and go and see a movie if they normally don't see it. And then here's the big one because, you know, we're all about liberty and privacy, and we talk about this all the time. So the feds are now asking that people who run tech firms turn over their passwords. I mean, are you kidding? So now we're seeing an escalation in internet surveillance. This isn't a surprise. I mean, we know these things are happening. But asking for access to passwords, and this is major internet companies, asking them to divulge used, stored passwords. That means yours, that means mine, right? Lots of legal requests to do that. And for a lot of companies, that is so such a no-go. That's why they talk about how your password shouldn't be repeated over and over again. It shouldn't be something that's easy. You know, why have passwords? Why have this whole encryption thing if they're just going to give them up in the end? You know, come on. You still could get hacked into, so you'd have to have it. But how brutal is that? It's the Wild Wild West, baby. O&E on the flip side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? You carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a good week. And if you're not, and you have a traditional kind of job, in some sense of the words, because is there anything traditional anymore? You are at the tail end of your week. That's a good thing, right? So you can shake it off, toss it aside, and get ready for another week. I mean, here we are. We are crawling to the end of July. How did it get here? I feel like at least once a month I'm saying that, but time really, really is flying. We have a couple of other things that we'll clean up for you, too. A couple follow-ups, like what happened with that Spain train wreck. Nasty, nasty business. And, of course, there's always somebody with a cell phone, so it's been posted all over the place. You can actually see the train. It's flying around. You know, it looks like it's just going fast. All of a sudden, it's a major disaster, and you can see the car is flying up in the air, and it's very, very sad to watch that. Oh, when I think of, I know I said this in a previous show, any of you that have ridden trains, you think of it, you just don't, especially when it's a commuter train, you just get on, have your book, you're just going along, boom, and you're on, you're off. You're not really thinking about, geez, I wonder how safe this is. I mean, it's a weird thing to say, because normally the trains, they run on time, they're there, they go, they run, and there's not very many accidents. So when there is one, boy, it can be a doozy. And unfortunately for the people in Spain, in this particular area, it really was one of those kinds of accidents. We got a lighter moment coming up here in just a second, but because I was talking about the FBI pressuring and sending out warrants and whatnot to try to get passwords from some bigger companies, you know, encrypted passwords. It really comes to the point where, okay, who are you talking about? How many people? Is this more of this diving for data? Are we seeing more of this, what I equate to dumpster diving, only it's information, and passwords are big information. So here's another thing similar when it comes to the cyber world and hacking, and this is the reason why you'd be concerned about the passwords, of course. The feds say that they have charged 5 men responsible for hacking and credit card fraud and have agreed this spree cost companies $300 million. Two of the suspects are in custody. It's one of the biggest cyber crimes ever filed in U.S. history. They disclosed a new security breach against NASDAQ. They provided a couple of details about the attack, but other companies that they hit, Visa, JCPenney's, JetBlue, a French retailer, Carrefour SA, and they found them. You know, they found these hackers. Many of the breaches were reported, and it appeared that one involving the NASDAQ OMX group was being disclosed for the first time, and I think it is being disclosed for the first time because I couldn't find that anywhere. So the defendants, they had different tasks, right? And the oldest one of them, two of them, were 32 years old. They were Russians. They were mining for information. They hacked into networks. They hid what they were doing using anonymous web hosting services, and that's how they got in. Then they sell the stolen information and distribute the profits among them. So prosecutors say they charge like $10 for U.S. cards, $15 for ones from Canada, $50 for European cards because they're more expensive because they have computer chips that make them more secure. So that's what was going on. And they hid their efforts by disabling antivirus software of their victims and storing the data on several hacking platforms. Basically, that's how they did it. So they sold payment card numbers to resellers, then sold them online on online forums to cashiers who encoded the numbers onto blank plastic cards. Now, we've been hearing about this. This is cutting-edge kind of stuff, and they're making tons of money on this, and that's why they're doing it. And it seems like they almost got away with it. Almost. I mean, we're talking millions of credit card and debit cards. Millions. But now they have them. Now they have them. So this is a big deal. I agree with that. And they need to nail them to the wall. They need to do it. Because this is the thing that is so frightening to everybody. We live in the plastic world. We live in the giving the information, trusting it's okay, let me see the square, and swiping it. You know, the days of check writing are far gone for many of us, and it's going to start to be that way more and more and more and more and more. So this is scary stuff when we hear this. Can you imagine if you lived in a town where noise is just not acceptable? I mean, noise is just not acceptable. So I'm talking about the noise of maybe you're yelling, maybe you're whistling, maybe you're playing a guitar. It just depends on if that gets on somebody's nerves or not. There is a borough in Pennsylvania called Coraopolis, and it's got about 5,600 people plus that live there. In fact, at one time, it was much more of a boom area. Like in 1940, the population was over 11,000. So it was much bigger then. Why am I telling you about this place? Imagine a world where you didn't have to deal with any kinds of noises that annoyed you. I mean, any kind of noises. Can you imagine? That's annoying. Mother Nature, stop it. I hate the sound of the crickets. So here's the deal. You could get fined up to $500 if you make a noise that disrupts a quiet place. So when a train rolls by or a big truck goes right down their main street, which is Fifth Avenue, they're okay with that. That's okay. The trucks don't get fined. But look out if you're trying to play guitar or tuning into a radio station just a little bit too loud. They've got this new ordinance where the people there are entitled to the peaceful enjoyment of their premises. So loud noises mean horns, radio, anything, music, anything that destroys, annoys the quiet and comfort.
Practice! This guy double check!
The next door neighbor's yelling, whistling, singing, even singing. So forget the whole recreating Singing in the Rain or Michael Jackson's Thriller. You can't do it in Coraopolis. There's no way. Because it has to be quiet. How do you enforce that kind of an ordinance? How do you enforce it? What about your dog? What if your dog is normally okay, pretty darn quiet, but then starts to bark? You could get a $500 fine. I would love to see this, how this would work out in court. I mean, because what a crazy lunatic thing to put, you know, a law. So shouting, rapping, whistling, yelling, any of that kind of stuff. It's no go there. And who are they aiming this toward? Teenagers? I don't know. I don't know if it really floats. I don't know if it really works. I would say it might be unconstitutional. And even though you might get ripped from your bed because the boombox next door is just a little too loud, then you get up, walk over, and say, I'm sleeping. Do you mind? I'm just saying, wouldn't it be easier than trying to go around and find people and determine what you think, you know, how loud is something?
Yeah, they're not arresting people over the age of 50 for this.
Yeah, unless they're a real loon, right? So we want our quiet. We decided quiet or the highway. So if you want to live in Coraopolis, you better abide by the rules. No singing. Don't burst into song walking down the street because you'll get fined. Man. I think that's rough. I think it's rough. I get it. I mean, I get it if you like quiet, but tough tiddlywinks. You have to make some more money and buy some more land. Can you believe it? If I'm the mayor of that town, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, are you people serious with this noise ordinance? No more horns, whistles, any of that kind of stuff? Come on. What do you think? 855-266-5283.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So in honor of Coropolis, I'm going to lower my voice and not speak so loudly. I got an email from Joe, who lives outside of Coropolis, and he says, Kate, your voice would be too loud. If somebody put you on in the radio, they would probably be fined. That's okay. I'll take it. It's so subjective, isn't it? And that's exactly what Dawn said. Dawn Fire said, it's too subjective. It is. It's too subjective. When you have a law that is about as clear as the Pacific, you know, with those kelp beds and you can't see beneath it, there's a problem. There's a problem. And I like the idea, I guess, in a way. Okay, hey, you want quiet? This is a place to come. This is a sleepy little, cool little town. So we want people to not make a lot of noise. Now, there is another side to this. Some people think the town is racist because, of course, we live in the world where the R word gets thrown out. Just throw that out there. Throw the R word out. And I'm going to say no. I'm going to call them out on that. I don't think the people who say they're racist, because they're saying, oh, well, that's targeting blacks with boom boxes and talking loudly and being out on the street and all this other stuff. And I don't think so. I'm gonna disagree, definitely. All right, speaking loudly, I know somebody who is speaking loudly today. This is the blunder of the last decade, one of them when it comes to finances. Finally, the feds, it looks like, got SAC Capital Advisors. Here's what SAC Capital Advisors, here's their deal. The billionaire of the B, stock picker, Steve Cohen, for the longest time, he has eluded big-time charges. But the feds say that SAC is a veritable magnet of market cheaters. And they're a hedge fund. So it's a very rare move against a large company that probably means it atrophies and falls apart. They're saying that there is a systematic insider trading scheme going on from 1999 to 2010, and it generated hundreds of millions of dollars in profit for the firm. The inner workings, the emails indicating that Steve Cohen, who is the founder, and other top execs didn't prevent possible insider trading. I love it. So now, the attorney's office in Manhattan and the FBI, which brought the charges, have spearheaded the largest and most prominent securities fraud case in our history, including those against Ivan Boesky, Mike Milken, remember that? But they portrayed the insider trading at SAC as having no equal. Preet Bharara, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, was very persuasive. He says that what was there, and there's no question about it, so Steve Cohen, the owner, was in charge, but the 41-page indictment is an attack on him any way you look at it. Here's Bharara talking about it.
The SAC companies are being held accountable for the criminal acts of so many of their employees because the misconduct was pervasive, because those employees were acting for the direct financial benefit of the firm, and because the company did not effectively police its own precincts. The scope of illegal trading was deep and it was wide. It spanned more than a decade in time, involved the securities of at least 20 public companies, extended across multiple sectors of the economy.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Finally, they were after Cohen, and finally they were able to get at least the people around him. And that's, you get some underling who knows they're going to go to jail, and they just start to go after him, the feds do. And this, one of the guys is this guy, Richard Lee, who pleaded guilty earlier this week to insider trading charges. And it was Lee who Cohen hired, even though there was a warning from a previous employer that he was part of an insider trading group. So Richard Lee will do some time. He'll do some time. How much, it depends. But who else goes down in that company? And then ultimately, its founder doesn't go down. Isn't that interesting? All you have to do is go online, do yourself a favor, even if you don't have a computer, and then you do when you go to the library. Type in Stephen A. Cohen, the owner of SAC Capital, and look at his many real estate holdings, where he and his family live. And from the Hamptons to Manhattan to some other places in between. So at the height of SAC's powers in 2006 and 2007, Steve Cohen was reported to have earned about $900 million each year. $900 million! Yeah, and everybody else gets jammed up in it, too. Everybody else, what do they get? They got nothing to show for it. I got a few nice bottles. I got a free iPad. And that's exactly what's happened to some of them. So you know what? Then there's going to be people with access to grind. And I wouldn't doubt that he tripped into some of the problems because of that. Because of that. Definitely. So finally, caught. Where it goes and what happens to him, I don't know. But SAC Capital indicted. Woohoo! That is a very, very big coup. Huge coup. How long and who goes and all that kind of stuff, we do not know. We do not know. So I said we would zig and zag, and we are going to continue to zig and zag here on America Tonight. The sticking with the laws thing for a second. This is interesting, and this is in another country, but something that came out in the Daily Mail, kind of going along with my whole thing about making noises in this one town in Pennsylvania, being rude to the president of France is now allowed. Did you hear what I said? It's a reversal, now allowed. So lawmakers repealed a 130-year-old ban after the EU Human Rights Court intervenes. So current French president François Hollande regularly mocked with his figure earning him the nickname Flamby after a wobbly caramel dessert. Wow. So they basically repealed a 130-year-old ban. 130-year-old ban on human rights and the court interventions that we're seeing. Wow. So one's being rude and one is talking loud. Talking loudly. Anyway. At the tail end of the hour, a few little quick numbers for you. Like Phil Mickelson, he has back-to-back wins, but what does that do to him financially? Where does that put him? And then another athlete we go to is Aaron Hernandez. After this has been now over a month, what happens with Hernandez? Right now it's a month deal, month to month sort of, but you got to figure that stops eventually. He's charged, and then maybe there's a different kind of routine. Some other kind of routine. So at the end of the hour, Mickelson comes through in a very clutch way, but what does that do to his finances when he looks, and what he does with his finances affects obviously some of the future projects. So there you go. 855-266-5283. I know you're awake out there because this is when it's fun. Closer and closer to vacation, but yet still some time left in the summer. In the summer. Jane Fonda, Nancy Reagan. See any similarities? The Butler kicks off with those two women. Fonda plays Nancy Reagan in a new film. Wow. That's pretty brutal. And the clip that they're going to be involved in, it looks like, if I'm right, the Weinstein, a company getting a glimpse into the new clip and where they head with it. Ultimately, where they head with it. All right, coming up, as I said, we'll mix in some odds and ends and a few other little treats for you because we don't want to spoil it all at once. Like when you sit down, you want a pizza for dinner? Here's the pizza. And it's better to surprise, the element of surprise. So we have a few of those up our sleeves next on America Tonight.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
One inspired by our own Nathan Reeder. What it must be like to have a segment, a nationally syndicated show, where a segment is named in honor of you. It's called, and it's getting some play, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. Whoops. So, Joe in Illinois writes, "Kate, you crack me up, lady. I heard you say that thing about dumb things, and I could give you about 20 I've done, but probably 25 my wife has been involved in. Let me tell you about one of our mishaps, and it's a doozy. You will not believe what happened. My wife and I were on vacation. We took the kids to, of course, the ear place, you know, Disney World in Orlando. We were so excited. We saved the money. We talked about it forever and ever and ever and ever. Well, she talked about it, and I said, You know how you women do. And ultimately, we go to the Contemporary. That's where we're staying. Turns out that there, on the second floor, there's a balcony connected to our hotel room. Like a lot of hotel rooms, it has a balcony, so that's what I'm getting at. And my wife goes out on the balcony. One of the kids closes the door, not realizing it. The balcony locks. Nobody realizes that's happened, and we think my wife has just gone on to the park. It didn't make any sense, with figuring maybe she's going to send us a tweet or something, and we're hooking up, and she was trying to get out of there faster to save a place in line because there was a ride we really wanted to go on. Dumb us. I don't know why we thought that. Turns out that she was actually locked on the balcony for over 2 hours. Ooh, that's a dumb thing. I'm going to say that that's ranks pretty high up there. Because what I guess that can happen to you, you know, where they, it can close and you can't get back in. This just recently happened with somebody that I was with, and they were out there for about a half an hour. You know, because I, you know, it has the little latch thing on it, and if you didn't turn it, I guess if you didn't notice it and it wasn't straight across, you know what I'm talking about, on the door handle, there's probably a good chance that you could find yourself in that situation. It's a good time to remind people that just, I love that you're picking up on this. Just like Joe did, all you have to do is send us an email, dumb things I shouldn't have done, and tell us what the dumb thing was that you did. And at the end of the year, we will pick a winner for an ultimate prize pack. We feel like, I feel like, because you're feeling pretty blue about something stupid that you did, that we're going to make you feel better with a little prize pack. Why not? Why not? All right, here's another one that we received, and this one is from Bob, who's listening to us in, he says, Fort Worth, Texas. He says, I have one for your dumb segment. Dumbest thing that I ever did. Took off on a horse, thought the saddle was on, in other words, buckled, and it wasn't. I went flying up in the air as though I was on a bronco, which I wasn't, but it was the most awkward, embarrassing moment that you can ever imagine. We were in a parade, getting ready to move out into a parade. And I'm somebody who knows my way around horses. I just wasn't awake. And everybody to this day still mocks me. I can't even tell you half of the jokes that I receive because of it. I know what Bob's talking about. If you know anything about putting saddles on, you know, where they hook up the saddles in the, and I guess it's different too, whether it's English, of course, versus a Western saddle, but regardless, the saddle has to be on the back of the horse. Securely, you hope, anyway, right? Isn't that part of it? Get your feet in those stirrups. I've seen people do that. I've seen people get on a horse, and they just, boom, it, like, the whole thing just slides off. And depending on how big that horse is, that can hurt when you smash against the ground. I had, especially since growing up in a kind of a city area, I had a friend talk me into, when I was doing TV in Albuquerque, New Mexico, hey, you really, wow, you'd be great. You need to learn how to ride a horse and be better on a horse and be comfortable. And then everybody can go out riding. And somehow they talked me into it. And, of course, what happened was it was Hunter Jumpers. And I was thinking Western. There's just something in my head. It's psychological, I guess, about the horn. You know, you get on the horse, boom, you hold onto the horn, you got the reins, and yeah, there you, I feel comfortable. Well, but not so when you do English style, because it's your legs even more, there is no horn, and you're using the reins. But it was such a thing in my head about the, you know, about the having the horn on the saddle. It was very strange to me. And I'm sure some of you can relate to this. You know, when you think, you think what you know, but you don't really know. So you're out there, and I'm out there and I'm doing the cantering thing and have a pretty nice seat and I look like I know what I'm doing. And week after week, I learn to clean the hooves of the horse. I learn to do everything, how to put the saddle on, the whole thing. I do everything. But I think the instructor assumed that, wow, she's just really, man, she is taken to this. And he took off with the lessons, like, we're just going to push this fast. So before you know it, I was jumping over walls, and I am not a wall jumper. Except for on this show when I say, meet me on the other side. And I was on a horse that hit one of those, you know, they have little railings. And it hit a railing, and it was fine. The horse was fine. I mean, the horse kept going. I didn't keep going. I fell off that horse. I thought I broke my shoulder. And that pretty much was the end of horses and me and riding. Unless there's a horn, I'm on a trail ride or something. That's it. It's very pretty and cool to see people ride hunter jumpers and all that, but it just wasn't for me. There's no question about it. Anyway, I veered off into something else, which I often do. Thanks, Bob, for bringing up that memory. So I can relate to the whole saddle thing. And I know that you can, too. The saddle slides off, you're getting on, the horse starts to go, you don't go. It can be dangerous, but you slip off for sure, and that's what happened there. That's what happened to Bob. Here's one from Mary Jo, and Mary Jo says, heads up, I love America Tonight. Man, I have just fallen in love with this show, and I wanted you to know that. I'm listening to you in Las Vegas, Nevada. I think I've heard you talk about living there briefly before. Let me tell you, I've done some dumb things in my life, and maybe this doesn't really fit into the dumb things category, but I'm going to count it. I'm going to count it as one of them. I parked my car, or I went to a valet, gave him the keys, took off, went into a casino, had dinner, met people, came back, and it turns out that somebody else had gotten my car. Somebody with a similar car had taken my car. Boy, you try to unravel that, because that person was nowhere to be found. Now I have their car, or the company has their car, and they have mine. That was a dumb thing. It was a dumb thing because I had the instinct not to do the valet parking. I've heard from other people they drive your car like race cars. So I had the right instincts. Unfortunately, I didn't follow through, Kate. So word to the wise, think twice about valet parking. Ultimately, I eventually got my car back, but it was a scary, scary moment, and it took 3 days for that to happen. Hey, you want to hook up with us? Facebook, Twitter, go to americatonight.net. You can hook up with all of that stuff right there.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.